I was going for an. I was running an errand in my neighborhood, and you know, I run into a woman that I know. So I was like, "How's it going?" And she's like, "Oh, pretty good. Went to the chiropractor today, feeling loose." I'm like, "That's nice." And then she's like, "Catherine came over. You know these people who think you know everybody in their fucking family? You meet them one time." And she's like, "Catherine came over, and then we had dinner in the park." I'm like, "Oh, that's nice." And then she doesn't ask me anything about me, so I'm like, "You know what? Have a nice day. It was nice seeing you." And as I leave, she runs after me. She's like, "Oh my God, I meant to tell you. Catherine knew the woman who used to live in your house, and she said it was haunted." And I'm like, "Seriously? You don't ask me how I am, but you drop this bomb on a Thursday?" You know? Like, what am I supposed to do? Go home now? I had a bag full of cheese. It was the hottest day in the summer, right? I was freaked out. Finally, I get home, and when I get inside, I'm like, "Hello? Anybody home?" Right? And then that night, I'm watching TV, and then the TV starts flipping through all the source, like HDMI 1, HDMI 2, and I'm like, "That's it, that's it. They're in the fucking TV," right? It always starts in the TV. I don't know why, but that's where they go. I'm like, "That's it, we're fucked," right? But then I kept thinking, I'm like, "What is this, like, who is this ghost?" So then I run into this woman again. I was with Phil, and she's like, "Oh my God, yeah, Catherine said that this ghost would just open and close the doors." And I was like, "Huh, that's actually nice, you know?" Like, "Have a nice day, m'lady. Welcome home," right? Like a butler ghost, you know what I mean? Like, "Welcome home, m'lady, you know what I mean? Have a good day," right? "See you later." I was like, "That's pretty nice." But there was a time last year where I was like, "I think my house might be haunted," okay? Do you remember off the top of the lockdowns when there were reports that rats were invading people's houses and being aggressive because the restaurants were all shut down? Well, I was one of those homes. Yes. And I never saw it. I never saw it. I just saw the evidence. So I'm up in my room, you know, just watching Netflix, and I hear a ruckus downstairs. So I go downstairs, I don't turn any lights on, and then I just go in, I'm like, "Get out of my house!" You know what I mean? And I saw that it had dragged what I thought was the rat zapper, okay, to the front of the dishwasher. I know, the rat zapper electrocutes them. Yes, I'm an executioner, okay? So anyways, next morning I wake up, and it wasn't the rat zapper it had dragged. It had dragged a box of arborio rice. And I'm like, I know, I'm like, "Look at this bougie rat eating the good rice, you know? Uncle Ben's untouched, okay?" So then I'm like, "That's it, I gotta call the exterminator. He comes over, he's hot, it's the lockdown." I'm like, "Am I falling for an exterminator?" Right? How am I gonna explain that to my friends? You know, this is a beautiful romance erupted over rats. So fucked up. Anyways, he sets everything up. I'm feeling confident until one Monday morning, I'm lying in bed and I hear a crinkling, and I just think it's the twins next door playing. But it kept going, and I was like, "No." So I jump up, and then this rat run under my bed and into the other room. And I almost passed out. I was like, "What the fuck?" You know, like, I always understood that if there was no food source, they're not gonna come. I call the exterminator. He can't come to the next day. And I'm like, "Oh my God." So I shut the door and I go to my sister's house, right? Next morning, the exterminator shows up, goes up into the room, and then I just hear him like yell. Like, he's like, "Aah!" And then he runs downstairs. And he's like, "I've never seen this before." It was literally sitting on a chair waiting for him. So then he scoops him up, he drives him to commissioner's, and that was it. He comes back, we debrief, and he's like, "You know what?" He goes, "It was a domesticated rat, right? And I think he just felt comfortable with you." I know, I'm like, "What did I do to make him comfortable? If I can make a rat comfortable, why can't I make a husband comfortable?" You know what I mean? I gotta work this out, right? So anyways, I think the problem is taken care of, okay? Until another night, I'm watching Netflix, and I hear a ruckus downstairs, and I was like, "I'm not going downstairs, I'm not doing it. I'm gonna take care of it the next morning." So when I get up the next morning, there's like a brown mess in the corner. And I couldn't tell what it was. I was like, "What is this?" So I vacuumed it up. And then when I turn around, I see that there's like this little gift box on the kitchen counter. And it was a gift that I got from doing a show, and it had weed in it. So it had a chunk of weed and a weed brownie. And that's what it ate, the weed brownie. And I never saw it again, okay? This rat must have got so fucking high, okay? And then he probably was like, oh my God, you know, re-examining his life. Like, I'm a piece of shit. What do? I invade people's houses uninvited. You know what I mean? Maybe this woman was the woman of my dreams. And I scared her off, you know? So yeah, that was the situation right there. Oh my God, this is so great.